own salon. I had a front porch, big long front porch.
Gallery? Had a big gallery or something? Now, if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to?
No, they just an old door, no glass, nothing in them. You couldn't see. And the windows wasn't like they are now.
Yeah. Well, if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell someone to?
Oh, yeah, close the door. You'd say shut it or close it, whichever one.
Did you have some boards that would on the outside of your house that would lap over like this?
Or? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What would you call that?
Well, you call that siding. Then shingles that they used to cover with. You'd put them down, of course, give about 4-inch lap, they call that, and cover them. And that took you a long time to cover a house with, they call them shingles. Then break the crack, you lay one down here, and of course you come back then, get one to cover that crack where it wouldn't leak, you see.
Where your what wouldn't leak?
Leak, where it wouldn't leak in on the house, you see. Knowing that they would never leak, but you put in them shingles put down on lab up there, you call it lab, you see, with 4-penny nails. Many and many houses stood for years and years and years with that shingle roof on.
Now, you mentioned you had a cistern. How did you catch water out of that?
Well, you had a, you build you a box, and then up there, and then you'd put a lid on it, and then you'd nail a good solid piece up on each side and across it, and put your pulley up there, a wheel on, you know, put your rope in there, through that. See, that just run down to your water and get your bucket for it while you just go to
heist.
Yeah.
To what?
Just pull up at the wheel and it'll turn just.
And the wheel would?
Yeah. And
would heist up a
wheel? Yeah, that'd bring your bucket right on up.
It would hoist the, you say it would do what?
Your bucket that you had water. You drop down into your well or cistern, then that'd bring.
Hoist it up?
Yeah. You come up, you keep pulling your rope, then reach your bucket and let your lid down there.
How did you store water in the cistern? In other words, where would the water come from?
Oh, you had to catch that off your house.
How would it come off? Where?
Put a trough. Under the eave of your house and then on down, put your one on out to your, then you call cistern and go in there, yeah, and in the fall of the year, well, they'd catch every bit they could, but they won't catch it then after May. They claim it that won't be good. You always get it in the fall or winter. And up to last of April to catch your water.